Out of all the Wisconsin Historical Society's attractions, only Baraboo Circus World Museum was affected by June's heavy storms and floods. After a two-day shutdown for repairs, the Big Top opened again for business in mid-June. But Alicia Gehring of the Wisconsin Historical Society's Division of Historic Sites says visitation is weak at six attractions and counties where flooding occurred.
Because of the very heavy media coverage, not just from Wisconsin media, but from the entire country, there seems to be a perception that we're not open, that the roads are closed, and that sort of thing. So we're getting many calls at all of our historic sites asking if we're open. So we are seeing that our numbers declined in the last half of June because of that.
Gehring says visitation is down 5 to 15% depending on the site. She says that's disappointing because just last year, the Society's network of historical sites finally saw gains in tourism after several disappointing years. Gehring adds besides local tourists, some sites rely on neighboring states for business.
We have historic sites that are very close to the Iowa border, Stonefield in Cassville, and then Villa Louie in Prairie du Chien, right on the Mississippi River. Villa Louie probably gets 25% of its visitors from Iowa.
Gehring says the Wisconsin Historical Society is going to push on with renewed events and marketing efforts to make up for the June slowdown. She says more than $193,000 has been allocated for advertising and promotion this year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.